New Zealand's South Island are dealing with a measles outbreak with 25 confirmed cases. Authorities are warning that the number of cases could increase. Alastair Humphrey is the medical officer at Canterbury District Health Board in New Zealand, where this outbreak is taking place. Alastair, thank you for your time. How did the outbreak begin? How many confirmed cases are there?
Well, there are 25 confirmed cases with at least seven under investigation, and we're expecting more. The outbreak began on the 16th of February was the first case, and the number of cases has expanded ever since then.
How serious is the measles outbreak?
Well, measles is a very serious illness. Some older people in particular say, hey, you know, we used to have it when we were kids and it made no difference. But actually the mortality, even in a developed country, is more than 1 in 100. In some parts of the world, it's 1 in 20. And of course, even if you don't die from it, there are some very serious consequences, encephalitis, deafness, and so on. So we do really want to keep this, disease at bay worldwide.
So when was the last time we saw a measles outbreak of this size?
We haven't had one of this size for at least 10 years. We actually, a year or so ago, were declared measles-free in New Zealand. Most of our cases are imported from overseas, and indeed it looks as if this outbreak began with a case coming in from overseas.
Okay, so it began with a case coming in from overseas, mm-hmm. but of course that's the point of vaccination, right? Even if someone comes in from overseas, mm-hmm. if you have, you know, the herd mentality, I don't have to explain it to you, but I'm just trying to recap for our listeners what that concept means. Does that mm-hmm. mean that vaccination rates are an issue?
We have the highest vaccination rate in the country in Canterbury. We've got more than 92% of our population are fully vaccinated by age 5, so we're doing pretty well there. But in the 1970s and 1980s, around the world, we only gave a single vaccine. It was the measles vaccine on its own. It wasn't the MMR. And that vaccine wasn't as good as the modern vaccine. And also, we only gave one of those. Moreover, our cold chain practices back in those days were not as good as they are now. So what we've now realized is that people in that cohort, in other words, people from about the ages of 29 to 50, by and large, are not immune because the vaccine, for whatever reason, didn't work back then. And what we're seeing in this outbreak is a relatively high proportion of people in that 29 to 50-year-old cohort.
So that was actually my next question. I think you've kind of answered it, but if we can expand. So which members of the community are most at risk? Is it that 29 to, what did you say again? Is it that cohort? Yeah.
They are the one that we're seeing most cases in terms of an age band. But if you're talking about risk, in other words, the consequences of the illness, our little ones, kids under 5, are much more seriously affected by the complications. So we're treating our little ones as a priority. We get reasonably good coverage with them. But in order to reduce the risk to them, we are actually bringing forward vaccinations. Normally in this country, we start at 15 months. We are going down to 12 months for the first vaccine, and we're bringing forward the second vaccine to 1 month after that.
Measles cases are on the rise globally as well. Why is that?
They are on the rise for a number of reasons. The main reason, of course, is that people are not getting as vaccinated as much as they should do. There was a discredited doctor who produced a paper that suggested that measles vaccine caused autism. He was struck off the register. He was from England, struck off the register. And that had an effect on some of our young people. But worldwide, some people are choosing not to vaccinate their children, and that puts their children and indeed the whole community at risk.
Thank you so much for your time, Alastair.
You're very welcome.